Would you turn in your Bibles with me to the 14th chapter of John? Our beloved Brother Anthony Magnet has already told you that I'm not going to preach a sermon, but I do have something from the Lord for you. Amen. If you'll turn with me to the 14th chapter of John, beginning with verse 12. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, and you know this is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works. Everyone say greater works. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you believe this scripture, even if you don't understand it, if you believe it, I want you to lift your hands with me right now and let's really praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I praise you, Almighty God. I'm not going to violate the time. You're expecting to get out of here by 2 o'clock. And I'm not going to violate the time. There's only two kind of preachers that do that. Absolute spiritual geniuses or absolute fools. And I'm neither. Praise God. What was Jesus talking about? He was not talking about quality, because we certainly could not improve on the quality of what Jesus has already done. There's no way we could improve upon the quality of all the marvelous and wonderful things that Jesus did while he was here on this earth. In fact, he didn't even promise us that we would do better. He promised that we would do greater. Not better, but greater. And what does greater mean? It means that we're going to reach greater numbers than he reached. We're going to reach more people than he reached. As the body of Christ, we're going to be able to do things in the matter of numbers that he never, ever reached or excelled to. Not only was he talking to the early disciples, but he was talking to us. And the Bible says that the latter house shall be greater than the former house. And that means we're going to do greater, not only greater than the Lord, but we're going to do greater than the former apostles of the early church. Well, you didn't amen that very much. It may never really amen or not. It's the truth. It is the truth. God is going to help us to do greater than the apostles ever did. That is not ego. That is not pride. That is knowledge of his word and his will. It's the will of God. Hallelujah. Let me remind you that in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, there's only record of one single time when 3,000 received the Holy Ghost in a single day. One time. And in the United Pentecostal Church International, in the last 3 years, it has happened 7 times. You know why it's so hard to get excited about that? Because it didn't happen in your local church. But I believe it's going to happen right here in America. I believe it's going to happen. 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 Now, after the 3,000, the next highest number is 120. And it only happened one single time, as far as the record is concerned. Well, we've already beat that. Out in Stockton, 326 or something like that, received the Holy Ghost in one single service. Hallelujah. In the state of Louisiana, the ladies' leadership got a vision for it happening just like it did in Stockton right here in Louisiana. And before we began promoting Pentecost Sunday, maybe not before they thought of it, but before they began promoting it, the idea came to Louisiana. Louisiana's leaders in a lot of areas. And now they've got what they call Spirit 95 coming up in just a few days. Beginning on Monday night, February the 27th, through Friday night, March the 3rd, we're going to have 5 crusades in 5 civic auditoriums in 5 different cities. And guess what? God's going to do it all over again in every one of those crusades. You believe it, Brother Barnes? God's going to do it all over again. God has promised me that He's going to help us to harvest 87% of every human being that comes to those meetings that does not have the Holy Ghost. God's going to give us 87% of them. So a word to the wise. If 10 come that don't have the Holy Ghost, we're going to have a problem. Boy, I've cut somebody half in two. But if 100 comes, 87 of them is going to come up. 87 of them is going to seek God. Hallelujah. If 1,000 comes, 800 and some of them is going to come. Hallelujah. You believe it, Brother Rios? Oh, I believe it. I'll be totally astounded if it doesn't happen.
Word of faith.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then very shortly, Pentecost Sunday. It's going to happen. It's going to work. Not a doubt in my mind, Brother Huntley. Not a doubt. I give you the first 1,000 on that. You remember that? Don't you ever forget it. I believe it's going to work. I believe God's going to pour out the Holy Ghost on Pentecost Sunday. We're going to see thousands receive the Holy Ghost in the United States of America and Canada on that day. All across this continent. It will happen. Greater means that it's going to involve the entire world. ultimately, the promise of the word is it's going to reach every single nation. Jesus preached in one tiny little nation and didn't even reach all of it. Everybody that was in the upper room was a Galilean. He didn't even get to the next county. Didn't get very many converts there anyhow. I'm not ridiculing Jesus. I'm understanding Jesus. You see, the greatest demonstration of love is when you prefer your brother to be used of God. Hallelujah. And God is going to help us to reach every single nation in the world. We're already in 121 of them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've been going to Ethiopia for 3 years. I don't care what you say, Brother Huntley. I'm going to give them figures. Something else I want to tell you. While you're lifting us all up, don't put down those that's already exercised a little faith. Okay. I love you. You're my favorite preacher. Don't you beat me up. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's one thing that I try to do, you know. I try to represent the whole United Pentecostal Church in the teaching team. One from the General Board, one from Foreign Missions Board, one from the Directors of Foreign Missions, one from Home Missions Directors, a youth president, somebody from Because of the Times, someone from PSR, someone from East Coast, someone from Mark Conference, someone from Landmark, a Bible school president. That's been my team, teaching team, every year, because the evangelism is early in the morning, and then we teach all day long without stopping. I mean, they'll stay right there. It's incredible what God is doing in Ethiopia. I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your minds. There was never an apostle ever lived that ever seen a revival equal to what is happening in Ethiopia today. Never. Never. Okay, am I okay, Brother Bob? Praise the Lord. And it's happening in other nations as well. But there is something that I'm genuinely excited about. I am excited about our young men. Oh, I know we've got some fuddy-duddies out there. Some playboys. We've got some of them. But we don't have very many of them. We don't have very many. Most of our young men are absolutely, totally sincere. They're fed up with the status quo. They're fed up of talking about healing and not seeing one. They're fed up of talking about a lot of things and not seeing it happen. They're fed up with it. And they may even get on some of us old guys a little bit. And some of them can sure preach a whole lot better than I can preach. That's for sure. But I am thrilled with our young people. I'm thrilled with our girls, our young ladies with all their curlicues in their hair. I like that too. As long as they don't cut it. I take 10 young men with me that I call intercessors. Some of them are here today. Are you here? Stand up. You've been with me. Johnny's here and Jason's here. Yeah. All right. Three of them's here. There are 10 of them. And when I got to Ethiopia last year, Almost half of them had not eaten one bite of food for 15 days. And when we went to bed that first night for the crusade, the next morning, almost all of them never went to bed until daylight. They prayed all night long. Now, we've got some young people that are dead serious. Give them a big hand. Give them a big hand. Praise the Lord. I don't know how much longer I'm going to last. Doesn't make any difference. Thank God for this marvelous touch I got here in this service. I was shaking every time I would take a step. My whole body would shake and I would nearly fall. But I've got a touch. I'm not equal to Brother Mangan yet, but... But I've made up my mind that I'm going to give these young people everything I've got.
Everything.
I'm going to pour everything I have into them. Praise the Lord. That's the only way I can pay my debt to my mentors. Brother Tenney, Brother Barnes, Brother Kilgore, and the Mangans, and others that have poured themselves into me. You talking about a loose gun. I would have been one more loose gun if it wasn't for this guy. I'd have blowed you guys to kingdom come. But he taught me to shoot rifles at rabbits and big guns at big things. Hallelujah. This all right? I want to thank all these speakers for what they have done for us in this meeting. Thank you, Brother Anthony Mangan, for warning us to remember the priorities of our relationship with God and with our family. And while you was preaching, I canceled the next 2 weeks of my meetings so I can go home none of your business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Urshan, for reminding us how important the truth is. Thank you, Brother Bremer, for reminding us of the power of the Word. Thank you, Sister Mangan, for reminding us of the importance of intercession and that revival is not cheap. You're going to have revival, but a lot of you are going to pay dearly for it. You're not going to get it free. There is a price to pay. Some of it's going to show up in your bodies. Some of it's going to show up in your bank accounts. Some of it's going to show up in a lot of other areas. Thank you, Brother Kilgore, for reminding us of our roots. We must not forget. Thank you, Brother Cunningham, for your vision and your faith and your plan. He has given us tools to work with. Hallelujah. For North America. You know, the key to revival, one of the keys, is understanding the people. We don't have any problem with the devil. The devil's back is thoroughly broken in America. Our problem and our opposition is flesh. And we must come to the knowledge and understanding that when the devil is conquered, you still have to deal with flesh. And I'd rather deal with flesh any day. Or rather, I'd rather deal with the devil any day than I would flesh. You can cast the devil out, but you can't cast flesh out. He'll take you to prison in America. The only thing you can do with flesh is educate flesh. Learn what makes them tick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Fuller, for letting us remember that we must get our hurts healed. If someone's been stealing your saints, please forget it so we can have revival. If they want to go, there's nothing for you to do but let them go. Let the consequences be between that guy and God. God will take care of him. If you leave him alone, God will take care of him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Armour, for giving us the key to getting across the river. Now, when you first started preaching, I didn't like it. Because I haven't been standing on this side of the river. I didn't know what in the name of God you was going to say. I just come back across the river because I love you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Tenney, for your tremendous wisdom. And thank you, Brother Huntley, for your profound message. This is for everyone. You remember the first trip I made to Ethiopia? I was right here, right before I went. And with all kind of giants sitting on the platform. Remember? I called a Bible school boy up to pray for me. I wouldn't let nobody else pray for me. Because I had so much confidence in that boy, whom I didn't even know his name, that I knew he could pray the power of prayer for me. And 7 different people came to me and witnessed to the same thing. I cannot see angels either, Brother Huntley. Never seen one in my life. But believe me, they're around. If you could see angels, it'd scare you half to death. There's so many of them on this platform here with me. I can't see them, but they're here. They're here. Amen. And 7 different people came to me and testified to exactly the same thing. That the moment that young man touched my head, 2 giant angels stood beside me. Instantaneously. You've heard me say it many, many times. You've heard me say it many times. I'm going to say it again today. There are always those who get arrogant and puffed up when you praise them a little bit. And they fail God. But for everyone we puff up, for everyone that we puff up, we discourage 10 that all they need is a little pat on the back and tell them they're doing a good job. We must not withhold that. We must not. Amen. Now, all that was introduction. It's going to take me 2 or 3 minutes to preach my sermon and bring you my message. They've all told you we're going to do it. They've all told you that we got faith, they've built your faith. And I'm going to tell you when it's going to happen. Now is the time. Right now. Right now. Timing is the whole key. Timing is one reason why we get discouraged. God says He's going to do something, and then out of our own head and out of our own mind, we decide when that is. And we get it wrong. And so it doesn't happen when we're expecting it to happen. And then we get discouraged and get so full of unbelief that when the time does arrive, God can't do it because of our unbelief. But I'm telling you right now, the timing is now. We have arrived to the time. This is it. I said, this is it. Remember this. Great revivals like Ethiopia in the Crusades there, where as many as 60,000 have received the Holy Ghost in a single service. That doesn't happen because a man of God goes there. The truth is, the man of God goes there because it's going to happen. And the person who has great harvest is a person who is sensitive to what God's going to do, when he's going to do it, and where he's going to do it, and shows up. And you have to show up with a little bit of wisdom, and you have to show up with a little bit of right attitude, and you have to show up with a whole lot of faith. Pure faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the time. Right now, God is going to move on North America. And God is going to honor every single pastor that believes on it and acts on it. You've heard me say it before. You cannot reap a harvest that doesn't exist. I don't care who you are. I went to a little church one time. There was 48 people in the service. The pastor got so excited, he got up and said, Brother Cole is here tonight. 55 is going to get the Holy Ghost. That's not faith. That is pure stupidity. That's not faith. You can't have 55 get the Holy Ghost unless there's 55 there that doesn't have it. It's just that simple. Praise the Lord. But I want to say something else just as strong. We have come to the place that if there is a harvest, we can reap it. God will help us to reap it. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Do you believe it's now? Well, Brother Cole, we've heard a half a dozen say that. Well, they were preaching. I am taking the responsibility of speaking to you under the anointing of the Holy Ghost as a prophet of the Lord. It is going to happen now. Let us stand and give a great celebration unto the Lord.